What's up, everybody, man? This is another episode of D Starts After Dark.
Oh, we
rolling. Go ahead, man. Y'all tell her, keep talking, man.
Oh, man.
We actually talking about,
no
man.
No
we actually talking about
yeah,
your mates lying to people. You know what I'm saying?
Kareem.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Bobby. So, hold on. What's the topic?
Hey, you make your mates lying. Hey, okay. Like you just said, you took your girl to a script club there.
You know what I'm talking about.
Bullet hole.
Yes. I thought he was
Coltrane. He said
Coltrane.
I want to say the name.
C-O-L-T-R-A-I-N.
I want to say the name. So, follow with your conversation.
I'm
no names.
C-O-L-T-R-A-I-N.
It ain't got no T in Coltrane.
Hey, we out here, man.
Take the T. I was thinking Coltrane.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. In this show, everybody fucked up. She's fucked. Hold on. And she's a nurse.
Did you just spill? That was right. Just take the T out.
God damn. How the fuck?
Because I just made that joke.
How the fuck did I?
Hey.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, so back to the conversation.
No names.
Thank you for clarifying.
If you can't spill Coltrane, I'm making sure you're on point. We going back there. You got on me three times. That's my one.
It's the D starts at the dark, y'all.
It's going down, baby.
I feel like any type of deception, like, would you want your partner to do the same thing to you? You saying, oh, I'm going to take my partner.
Oh, you going in your car.
Yeah. So,
I need your eyes. I get some liquor.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead. Oh, shit. We got cut
no,
the
music.
Play, play the music, but cut it down, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you saying, my partner wants to go to a strip club with me and see what kind of fun I'm having. You take her to the strip club you don't normally go to. That's intentionally a bad time, knowing your partner wouldn't enjoy it. So that next time when you want to go to the actual strip club, you
I thought she was going to the car, bro. But nah, it wasn't purposely. Listen. So maybe I worded it wrong and said it wrong. Okay,
I know the nigga
has a fire. You didn't word nothing wrong.
So why did you go to the bad one? Why did you take her to the diamond?
Because she was used to it. She don't want to go there. It's like
thank you.
It's like a dog. Like, say like.
Go ahead. Hey, you used to be on at the door. You had a lot to say last time.
Come
you
on,
going
Chris. Open up.
You ain't saying no names.
Oh, damn.
Damn, he fucked it up.
Strike one.
Why would she go to the same strip club that was ass again? And I could be home.
There it is.
Right, but he didn't. Why didn't he take her to Diamond? So that she could see the good strip club that she might have.
I didn't want to travel to date.
But
so
did,
I'm like,
oh, did he want to enjoy himself? But did he want
to
enjoy himself?
My thing was,
I was trying to show her the atmosphere. You don't want to really do this, and you don't like it. So why just try to hang around because you want to be around me?
You took her to Cheeks. Where you took her?
Cheeks dope. I couldn't take
that. Cheeks, I get hit for $20, man.
Nah. Oh, see, look, he giving up too much information.
Nah, Cheeks ain't that good, man. You gonna get AIDS there one day.
Yeah, I never said I went to Cheeks.
That's true.
Yeah, man, he knows about some shit.
Nah, I know a lot of shit. Cheeks, isn't it?
It's all dating shit.
Like he said $20. I got $20 out here right now.
It's all dating shit, but the whole conversation started off was me and my old lady. We went to a bar / strip club in Kentucky, and she wanted to tag along. I know y'all know the story. I'm talking to the people, and she didn't enjoy herself. I gave her money. I had money. We throwing out money, and she was picking up money, and she had a conversation with me. Personally, like, why you throwing money out to motherfuckers like that ain't even attractive? So we wound up going home. So the next week I wanted to go out. I said, you want to go to the strip club? She said no. So if I chose to go to a better strip club, that's on my behalf. You missed that point. I didn't get that far. You was like, you was being, but you was saying I was tricking her back, taking her to a bad
you
strip club.
You intentionally left out what strip club you were going to. If you think about it,
but Diamonds ain't that live
maybe
either, though.
You're going to a different strip club. Maybe you'll like this one.
No, I said I was going to a strip club. She said, no, it's waste of money. I'm not going. So, by her saying she's not going, now I can be free and enjoy myself.
Can't you be free and enjoy yourself?
Because I was uncomfortable because she's picking up money. It makes us look like bums. I'm throwing out money. How the fuck are you picking up money?
You can get kicked out for that shit.
Yeah, right. And they can tell you, motherfucker, you can never come back.
Yeah, be like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. What type of shit time y'all on? Y'all picking up money from the bitches who trying to work the pole?
But how's that different from me telling my partner, hey, this is the place I'd like to hang out at, and take them to a different place? Mm-hmm. And then when they say, no, I don't want to go because you showed me a bad time, then I go to a different place, which I was planning to go to all along.
But I never was planning to go to the same place, though. Did I say that? I never told her the next spot I was going to.
You just said, I'm going to strip club.
Yeah, I just said, you missed the title. I said, I'm going to a strip club. She said, no, I'm not going to I never said I'm going to the same concept strip club.
Right, that's the intentional hole in the communication. So
I was supposed to tell her exact where I was going?
Yeah.
He knew what he was saying, but then again, that's on
right, so it's not lying if I worded the way I want to word.
You were omitting
if I would have told her something different, I would have been lying. By me not saying that name, it's not lying.
So omitting information's okay?
Leaving information out is not lying.
I tell you I'm going to movies, I omit who I'm going with. That's cool. I'm going out to dinner, I omit who's paying for it.
Maybe somebody popped up to the dinner.
You have to communicate with somebody for them to
So you're supposed to get on the phone and say, Chris, such and such pulled up at the dinner, blah, blah, blah. You ain't got to do that. If you got to, you know, I mean, you got to strain your rush. You hear me? Now you got to be insecure if you got to worry about somebody every move. Most men ain't checking on their woman like, where you at? Who you with? What time they get there? We don't get no flying fuck because sometimes we might not want to hear the answer.
Oh, you give a fuck.
We do, that's but we not going to show
that's
it.
For me? Appreciate it.
Oh, you want somebody too?
I got you.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, I thought a raccoon ran in this motherfucker.
But you the only raccoon in this bitch.
You the one got black and gray. You and Lamar and shit. Y'all twin tires in this
bitch.
Hey,
let me grown ass
man. I got a couple strips coming in, Lamar.
Damn.
Couple strips.
You should go and tell everybody your
name
too.
I'll be 40, Oh, damn. Yeah, we about to cancel this shit. Yeah, damn. Show ain't going too well. But nah, I was just trying to correct myself, though. I wasn't in being like...
I feel like honest communication is a partnership. Is you tell your partner where you're going without them having to, like, pull teeth about it.
No, if you ask the question, if I not tell you the right answer, that's lying. But if you didn't, she didn't ask me a question, so that's not lying. You said you ain't want to go, and I went on my way. That's not lying. That's just me been enjoying my night. You could have came along if you wanted to be that curious and be nosy. Come on with me.
So why don't men pick activities that they enjoy doing with their partner? Why go out of your way to only have fun and be free when you're not with
that
your
one
partner?
Time, bro.
Hey, I do have pick activities I want to do with my woman. I'm saying.
Good guess.
We just don't have a company when we do that.
Some things are meant for men, some things are not.
Because at the end of the day, we don't want to be judged, though. Being honest, like, when you take a motherfucker a certain way, our guys, even if it was whack, we ain't going to judge you. We're like, we ain't going there no more. Y'all going to talk about the whole night. You waste your money, you waste your time. Why you do this? You stupid. Every time you leave the house, you go to the trip. Your man's going to be like, bro, we just ain't going to do that no more. We going somewhere else.
So your girl call you stupid? That's the problem. That's a problem.
You catching the wrong lead.
No, right? But I'm saying that's a problem within itself when they start calling you stupid, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Because now she degrade you.
Yeah, because she don't really respect you.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. She call you stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, real talk.
You must have heard that a couple times. But you motherfucker had all the answers.
I don't give a fuck.
You sound like you want to get pops. I don't give a fuck.
But if you're saying, okay, I want to be in a partnership with this person, and this person is like best friend to me, tight. I don't understand how there could be anything you wouldn't want to do with that person.
That's good
Why
shit.
Would you be embarrassed about how you look
no,
to them?
No, I think I'm going
to
break it down.
Because they didn't see you in the most cruise. Embarrassing ways possible.
Now, here it is right here. Real talk. And I forgot the card. Here it is. It's like this one.
We got to get some info from you.
It's same thing with females.
Any kind of input.
It's just like this here. And hey, I ain't going to sit on that. I ain't going to go into details and whatever. But hey, you say, hey, look. Yeah. A guy invites you to a pool party.
Okay, boom. I like this.
A guy
I like the way this shit going.
A guy you went to school with invites you to a pool party.
Talking about.
But you tell your dude, hey, look. It's some people I went to school with. Day, a female used the word day when it's a dude. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
So day invited me to a pool party. Somebody I went to school with said you coming out and saying, "Hey, look, this dude invited me to a school a pool party."
Right.
And then I come back and tell you, "Hell no, we going to the pool party, or we ain't going at all."
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10. If a dude invited you to a school party, y'all went together.
School party or pool party?
I mean, pool party, my bad. A pool party, y'all went to school together. Mm-hmm. Come on. Real talk. Any woman in a goddamn bathing suit, that's panty and drawers.
Yeah.
End of that, panty and drawers.
Hold on, time out.
Now he got you in your panties and drawers, and he ain't had to work for it.
I can so, look. I'm going against you. I mean, you can speak whatever you want to do, but I feel like just because a man, like somebody you went to school with, right? He invited you to a pool party, probably ain't seen you in a minute. That don't mean he want to have sex with you. There's a bunch of women going to be there in the pool party. So you might be looking at it different.
But why would you lie to your dude?
Okay, she shouldn't have lied.
Why don't you just...
So you're saying you saying the one... So you're saying she lied to such and such?
I'm just saying why...
Never mind.
You lied to him to go to the pool party.
I'm just saying in general. In
why not feel comfortable in your relationship to say I'm going to a pool party?
You want
to
come?
Yeah, come if you
No, check this out. You going to a pool party, you in a bikini, I'm coming. That don't even... being honest. Cool, so if you going with your girls, it's different. You could be like... You gotta stay home. Huh. Yeah, it's over.
But you won't come home and say, "Hey, look, I'm going with
either
a couple
option,
girls."
It doesn't matter because I'm confident in the behavior.
So then you don't feel as disrespect if you going with your friends instead of inviting your man, because your friends can meet you there when you going there with your man. You're going to a pool party that a man invited you from high school.
I wouldn't create a situation where my partner felt like they couldn't come. Okay, what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah, that's okay. My thing. Yeah, okay. Hey, make sure your partner say, if your partner got the option, give your partner the option.
You got
to.
Yeah,
no, babe, I'm gonna have it.
That's what I did. I gave her an option to go to the strip club, and she didn't go. So I wasn't wrong. It's the same shit with the pool party. He just flipped it. I gave her an option to go. Never had to say which strip club it was, and she didn't go, and I had a good time.
Yeah, so in that analogy, though,
that's not being
that's
a liar.
That's saying, hey, I'm going to a pool party hosted by they, not male.
Oh, that's the you point. You got a point.
That's
what
I'm
point.
Saying.
You smashed that.
That's what
like
I'm
that?
Seeing there.
You ain't you. Well, you going, you acting like Pops tonight.
Oh, man, don't do him like that, dog.
I can't even stand my damn...
He can't defend himself right now.
Okay, he in a bed right
now. Yeah, don't do him like that.
Coffee in between his lips.
I got my own thing, bro. Right?
Oh, yeah, throw your shit. Throw it.
Go ahead, man.
If my girl gonna go out like that, she got to see me before she go out.
What you mean? You got to see what she got on?
No. We gonna go in our bedroom and have us a great time.
Okay.
And then you go.
Right? Oh, yeah, go have fun.
Yeah,
there
why,
you go.
But why wouldn't I see you before I leave?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. No. Cool. You ain't getting the whole thing. He said, see me. Before you go out,
you gotta bust you down.
So now, hey, when you
ain't got no energy.
You have to prove before you leave the house.
Go ahead, y'all gotta go back and forth.
I just feel like you taking care of me first. Cause what you finna go out there not to the club is entertain somebody else.
Yep.
Exactly. That's all you doing. You
selling a motherfucker's dream.
But you selling him.
Cause you coming
dream.
Back home to me.
But guess what?
That's true.
You just left me. You just left me. And I'm gonna be on your mind.
Yep. Yeah, because you gonna feel even if you wanted to do something wrong, if y'all did something before y'all left, you gonna think about it. Damn, I got this man at home.
To me though,
if you just run up out of there, you like fuck him. You might with your girl city girl shit and turn it up.
I'm saying
because he ain't leaving no impression on you.
I know you going out, you finna buy. Okay, so I'm gonna plan me something early in the day. Yeah. So I have my time.
What is a surprise move though? Like what?
I
you,
don't feel like it's a surprise move.
You found out at 9 o'clock and how you could plan it. Bro.
I'm glad you said to use a surprise.
You know what I'm saying? I almost said
this, in relationships, do you feel like, because say you told me on Saturday, hey look D, we going to the strip club.
Okay.
I should tell my girl on Saturday, hey, look, I plan on going to,
early in the morning.
I plan on going to the script club right now on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Next Friday. But don't wait.
Hey, you didn't share it, everybody.
Hey, don't wait until Thursday and be like, hey, look, man, I'm thinking about going to the script club.
It's a buildup. It's all the intention in the group. Yeah. So I will get back to that point, but to me, on, having correct. Sex or whatever before going out is more so like a communication about what you need in your relationship before you leave out for the day. Yeah, right. That's like, hey, I need XYZ from you before you go out of town. Hey, I need XYZ from you before you go to work. Yeah. That's not a different situation to me.
I'm saying shit. After we have sex, you might not want to go out no more.
Hell yeah, you might be tired. Bro, smart. He's like, I'm gonna lock it down. You ain't even want to go out with your girl.
I'm just saying that's the motivation.
All right, I'm putting words in your mouth. I bet.
Nah.
He like, you gotta see
me. So the motivation is, I want to manipulate you into not going out.
It ain't manipulating. No. You wanted to go out.
But you gonna have me on your mind while you're going out.
Here it is. I said it.
I just let my dude go. Yeah, you look good, dude. Dog. Yeah, you got it going on, but I just let my dude just go. And then when you get home, like, you had a good night. Come on.
Yeah. Now he ain't even jealous or mad because he know you. Instead of you hanging out going to the after hour, you ran your ass back home.
And you know what I tell him? You know what I tell him? Drink one extra more before you come home.
Right. But your ass can be turned up.
One more. Drop you off.
Hold on, time out. Can I say something? I'm going to jump in at that one more. So, this is another subject. So, my woman said, if she was at the bar with her best friend and a guy walk up on them and say, can I buy you a drink? I don't supposed to get jealous. She said, I tell him to buy me a drink, my friend a drink, and you a drink. I feel that's still disrespectful because that made me a less of a man. But she said, nah, I'm going to use him and I don't even get his number or give my number out. But I feel like women move like that. They use men or they get you jealous for some reason. But I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But do you feel like a woman would do that? Should be able to do that?
They're flirting
people. That's disrespectful. Yeah. You shouldn't take a drink for no man.
If anything, if
she said, I'll make him get me a drink.
My money,
I feel like, no, that's still breaking the code. You can't do that shit.
But let me tell you the pimp code. If she hang around Amber, she's subject to get a bill from you. I'm just saying, a female.
Oh my!
Wait, what?
I was lost.
Yo,
I was trying to read between what he's saying.
No, he didn't say nothing.
I'm saying in general, if you find a female that's hanging around a bar, expect to buy her a bill if that's her game.
No, I'm saying, look, you and your girl at the club. Her friend pull up. Right?
Now, I see what he means.
A dude try to holler. Look, not trying to holler, but like, you know how niggas be like, I'll buy you a drink with a whoop.
Okay,
yeah. And your girl would, you know what I mean, boom, like, hey, nah, you could buy me a drink. But she ain't say buy my dude a drink. She said she ordered 3 drinks and Greg gave it to you out of respect, right? And don't you feel that's disrespectful?
Well, I'm saying.
She feel like she did some good shit, but at the end of the day, a man bought us all drinks.
Well, don't hit the player, hit the game.
He was doing something intentionally, because if I buy you a drink, I'm looking for something later on.
You got
time.
You know
what you should have said? I got the second round. I'm going to buy everybody else a drink. Yeah. Flip it back over.
You funny as fuck, whoever
put this. I don't know about that one.
I'm just saying. What? If not, let him buy you and your girl the bill.
You saying that you cool with that?
Another round.
You feel like you would let a dude buy you a drink and you would make him buy Chris a drink too?
I would order the drinks.
No,
the
same
way you would go to Diamond. That way.
No, you can't put it.
Yeah, the hold same on, way on. You would go to the club.
I want to get your opinion.
Place,
my question to you is, would you feel it okay to have a dude buy you a drink and buy bro
anyone
a drink?
Who's offering? Female, male, bartender. Damn. Sometimes you
would
get
you
free
feel
shots.
That disrespectful, bro?
If a dude came over and said, hey,
man, he ain't talking to him, talking to her.
You know,
he hollering at her. He flirting
with her. No, hold on. This is an example. You and your girl chilling at a table, and nigga come up and say, hey, baby girl, it's you. How do you feel?
Now, why would I accept
that? Nah, be honest, bro.
You want to be honest with you?
I'm getting
with you. That's a different angle now.
That ain't right.
Why would I get this?
I bought other females drink before with their man right there.
He's trying to cover.
No.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
I did that shit. What the guy going to do?
But you have attention, though.
That's just me showing that I'm bigger than that dude. Fuck that dude.
So you was shitting on
him. So I will feel like, damn, like, what is he going for? Is he going to pull more, or that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he being generous and buying motherfuckers drinks and
this
shit?
It's different conversation, though. He said the dude was with his girl. I'm just saying, I'm playing the background.
Okay, what and if you were the dude at the buying bar? The girl? That's what I'm saying. Like, what if you were the dude buying the drinks and shit? I bought the drinks to, like, ego challenge, basically. Yeah. It's like, fuck that
ego
dude.
Ego tripping.
Nah, like, and it worked, you know what I mean?
But should your girl say, hey, look, nah, I'm good?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But nothing wrong with that. It depends on how she goes on it. And she continue talking to dude or what?
So, hey, how do y'all feel with switching numbers?
What you mean?
Now you want to switch numbers. They do Instagram and Facebook. Hey, let me get your social media.
Not even that. Motherfucker be like, this is my ground shit. Yeah. You know your girl done looked at it because he done bought her a drink. She done kind of glanced at it like, let me check the nigga out.
It's a new way to cheat now.
Women do that. A motherfucker don't even ask for numbers no more. Let me get your ground. Like, damn, and he gonna DM her? He in the pussy next week. He ain't gonna ask for the number. That's fucked up. It go down in the ground. It go down in the ground. I ain't got Instagram. I'm saying it's instant pussy. On a women's side, instant dick. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Being honest, like, you know what Boosie said? I'm gonna quote Boosie, and I don't know if y'all seen this. He said, you used to have to worry about your woman going to work and cheating on you. Now you got to worry about all these niggas in her DMs that's trying to manipulate her and confuse her brain. You feel me? You battle social media ruined relationships. Because think about it, when you have social media, it was just like, oh, I think she liked dude, but I ain't going to trip.
Well, he got a phone with him.
Or I think he liked her. ain't gonna trip.
But y'all were sitting here saying, oh, this poor weak woman that's been manipulated by these vultures around her. But I mean, that's kind of
I should have went that way. I should have. Maybe I'm a little.
But y'all are failing to realize men are getting manipulated more than women.
That's true. But the whole moral of the story is like, boom, before social media, a person just had to worry about somebody at work or school. Now on social, you got 1,000 motherfuckers reaching out to him. 1,000 motherfuckers reaching out to you.
Everywhere, all the time.
She missing the concept. No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying? Social media fucked up the world because now you really got to be on Dean. Like,
it's easier.
First of all, hey,
because a woman can be scrolling down this man's page, like, but she might like him and all the shit he doing. That's a fairy tale life, but she might be enticed of his fairy tale life and try to compare you to that lifestyle.
So I'm glad you said
women do that shit all the time. So
So define cheating. What is cheating? So if me looking at your Instagram,
that's
a good one.
So define cheating.
Cheating is you like the motherfucker or you got an ADM.
You
got
to be back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
there it is. I like that.
Back and forth.
Yeah, because that means you got something in your mind that you're trying to.
To me, it's anything you do that you know your partner wouldn't like.
If you can't do it in front of her, you shouldn't do it at all. Exactly. Right?
If you thought, wow, if my partner did this to me and it would make me mad, why the fuck are you doing it to your partner then?
Facts, I agree. My bad, right? Yeah.
So usually if you texting somebody on Instagram, you following somebody, you doing whatever, you know.
You should have been texting a bitch anyway. You could like a picture.
Nah, I wouldn't even like pictures.
The like pictures?
Nah, you can't, because you might want them to like your shit. You can't be friends with a motherfucker that ain't liking that shit. You can expect them to like your shit.
I mean, I feel like I'm busy living the life in front of me. But for some people, they want that validation online.
So you ain't gotta have that validation.
So if an ex call your girl,
ooh, that's deep.
Or ex call your
man, where you going with it?
And they call you, and is it okay for them to have a conversation together?
Hell no.
Is it okay?
Because
with people of the past,
I mean,
go ahead.
That's it.
It's nothing wrong with the conversation, but it really boils back down to
you just gave the pass.
No.
You
no,
can't change
no,
it?
No. Listen.
Land
it. It really all falls down to how that female going to act. How she going to be. You say what you want. You can lay that all in all, but it's what she feels.
You saying you allow her to talk to an ex?
Listen. I believe whether you want to or not, female.
She gonna do it anyway, yep. It don't matter if you told her. I don't feel like I don't like that. You right? I agree. Really, that's grown man shit. Because you know how motherfuckers be in motherfuckers' phones, checking their phone. You ain't gotta do that anyway because all that hating shit, she gonna do anyway.
Check the phone.
You just hurting yourself by looking.
Check the phone. You gonna look.
Your woman should be solid anyway. If you start going to phones and arguing out, now you giving that man life. You giving that energy.
So can your girl have a code to your phone?
I ain't got no code. Yeah, it's my name. Yeah, she type. Yeah, my daughter, Arab. You know what I mean? But motherfucker said
I should. Go ahead and say your social
security. Motherfucker said I shouldn't have had a code on my phone, but you know it. I don't. If I lose my phone.
No, the reason I got a code on my phone. For I got a code. If I lose it because of other motherfuckers.
Makes sense.
But she got the code to my phone.
Yeah, but you know they throw it out and they know your code. Does she know your code?
Yeah, she know my code.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, Dorsey.
Ain't got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
But then again, they got phones.
Shit right here.
They got apps right now, bro.
Oh, they can find it.
You can look in the phone and say, you ain't gonna find nothing. Cause it's in another app.
She like, shut the fuck up. She like, no women be knowing that shit. She like, you giving out too many motherfucking alley-oops.
It's apps like that right now.
Hell yeah, bro. Yeah. It's an app right now, motherfucker, can find out where you're at, where you're going, what stop you did. If you went to go take a piss of Speedway and say you stopped the Speedway for 10 minutes, I seen it on some shit. I said, wow. Cheating is out the window. They ain't got to call cheaters no more. The women doing their own investigation. A crazy man is going to be possessed. He's going to do his investigation. If she going to do that, you don't need to be with her, bro. And that's how I look at it. If I got to do more investigation than I feel like I need to do,
what's the point?
You get what I'm saying?
My thing, I ain't trying to get another job. Be looking at phones and shit. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, dog? You been on red some shit, be like,
damn, we here, they got you having sex. This motherfucker text this motherfucker. He threw the dick pic on her. Yeah. Now you going in the bathroom looking at Joe. She like, hold on. I think my shit a little longer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Damn, he got me.
I think he got me.
Damn, he got me.
Now you pissed off all day. Fuck your day up.
Nah, I don't do all that.
Oh, no, we just throwing, we throwing a magic.
No,
there's
an open conversation.
Nah, you be zooming in and shit, man. Yeah.
Bro,
hold on. They fell into it.
I ain't got no social media besides Facebook. I'm saying y'all fellas, I'm saying people, well, we speaking amongst, not us, people in general. I'm saying motherfuckers be on that, like, hold on. I'm just saying that, definitely, nah, I don't give no fuck about that. Yeah, you feel me? I bet said that, but really, there's people in this society really go off that shit.
I'm finna put you on some real shit. When a woman cheat, she done with you, really.
Yeah.
Cause a real woman
ain't going
nowhere. No, a real woman, when she sleep with somebody else,
she already gone.
She
gone. Hold on, what he said? The outside deal.
Because at the end of the day, a real woman don't just give up bite out to anybody.
I don't know.
No, you got thotties.
It's 2023, man. Bitches giving it up.
No, you got thotties that give it up. But a real woman that, hey, look, cherish her body.
She can, hold on, she can feel like that, but she can get around the wrong friends, and manipulation is a motherfucker, man.
But nine times ten, she
I ain't gonna lie, motherfuckers say that, bro. When she like, girl, you have one more drink. You always the lame. You won't never do nothing. Now you gotta show your ass. That's how women act, bro. I'd have been there. I'm like, damn, she was the motherfucker really want turned up.
I'm
but
glad
she
you said that.
She done fucked five motherfuckers because she's trying to prove to her friends she ain't no lame and she want to be a part of their circle.
We had this question right here on we had this question on our regular show.
And that fucked
the just happened. Who believe in the just happened? Who all believe in the just happened?
You gotta break it down.
I'm just saying, hey, look, I'm chilling with my homegirl, and he came over and it just happened.
Oh, I ate it. Ooh.
No, it's too many
hell
steps
nah.
To just happen.
Just happened. It just happened.
Yo,
brain stop working.
Hold on, everybody gonna get the beat.
That's my
thing. You go over there, we're gonna keep going around the room. Cool. Hey, the flow's yours. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just happened.
It just happened. My first question is gonna be like, your brain stopped working, it just happened? Or was you trying to show off and try to make yourself look cool around these girls? Because just happened should just happen. You should have just happened your ass at home. Once just happened came in your brain. Go ahead, bro. Cause that's all I got. Cause I ain't really got much for that one.
Just happened.
Right. She
hit you with the just happened.
Right. Either way, it ain't just happened. It's something you seen, something you wanted, did it. So now you gotta understand whatever consequences come behind that. Feel me?
It just happened. Entanglement.
If it just happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, an entanglement.
Yeah, you think about Jaden.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think there's too many steps into just
welcome
now.
Yes.
Hey, this my boy forgot a real answer for y'all. Go ahead.
I think
he got a real one for you.
Go ahead.
What just happened? Have it ever just happened?
You went too deep. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, it depends on your past. You know what I mean? Is she doing your dirt?
Mm.
You know, that guy's playing a fake role. You know what I mean? He playing you what you want to do just to get a nut off.
Yeah, he's selling you a dream.
Yeah, exactly.
But you got to be smart enough to comprehend it.
Pipe dream.
Yeah, there it is. That's the best punchline. No pun intended.
A pipe dream. Hey,
pipe dream.
A dude with an airplane outfit told me that about the pipe
dream. No, not even that. I'm going to keep it 100. Okay, boom. Before everybody got a relationship, right? I don't know if everybody in a relationship, but before you got a relationship, you did everything to impress that person. Just like the other, both sides, right? The person you just meet that want that pussy, he doing the same thing that dude did 20 years ago. And now it went over your head because you ain't getting impressed no more because you got comfortable with this person. You don't see the impressed no more. So you first get nice, get your makeup done, and you step out, and he grab your hand and say, want to buy you a drink and tell you how beautiful you is. You break down because you must ain't get that from home.
Yep.
And that's when that just... It just happened.
No,
haven't told me I was cute in 20 years.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm over exaggerating.
No, you for real talk.
That's real shit.
In every relationship.
I heard a woman say that shit before.
People get comfortable.
Yeah, you get comfortable.
You gotta make sure you keep dating. You keep the point going. Yeah, the action and the fire going. You know, you gotta do something different. You know what I'm saying? You got to flip them upside down every now and then.
Yeah, but sometimes you can do that down times, though.
Hey, dog.
If you've been a person so long, I ain't gonna lie.
Hey,
there's so much you can do.
Hey, now, I don't did it at my house. Now we doing it on the ocean. Hey, we doing it something different. Come on.
Y'all trying to drown.
I don't give a damn. Right. We died goddamn doing something.
We died together. Type shit.
No, but real talk, man. Yeah. A woman, man, can get bored real fast.
That's fucked up.
No, it ain't.
So that mean they cheat more than us.
No,
and
no,
they get bored faster than us.
I'm explaining to you.
Because they ain't got two heads. They got two.
I'm explaining to you.
What they got?
just like
that's what? The thing though. You know, we both got one. We both have sexual bro, organs.
No, but the thing is, some guys get comfortable.
So does a woman. What sex organs are analogous, babe.
you got your woman at work, and then they're in the break room,
yeah,
and they're having casual conversation about sex.
Okay,
and it may be a dude that she attracted to.
And he
she ain't trying to hit on him or nothing.
Yeah.
And they ain't never tried to hit on one another, but in her mind, hey, look, yeah, he's a nice looking guy.
Or he know how to talk that lingo.
Yeah, so
it ain't gotta be looks it all the time. Yeah, it could be just
anything, yeah.
Like
I feel him.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? And some guys don't pick that up, hey look. When a woman do extra stuff, like, okay, now she
being too friendly.
Gotta do the extra, I gotta match my bra, I gotta do extra makeup, like, hey.
Some well, you know, you ain't did that shit all week, but now you want to get cute and dolled up.
Hey,
yeah, that is kind of strange.
Then they pick it
if
up.
You get dolled up for me or dolled up for the nigga I don't know about. Let's see.
But most of the time, the guy set themselves up for that okie doke because
I don't know about
you're doing
that,
the same basic shit. I used to rub her feet when y'all first got together. Now you're like, man, I don't feel like doing that shit. But guess what?
And I feel like you just like, shit.
I ain't doing that. Yeah. But John down the street, he wore a feet.
And he probably licked toes.
And he licked toes.
In between the cracks.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Getting them.
Damn. John just warm.
What's this shit called? He warm. Hold on. Time out. Now we going to switch gears to these new young guys. I don't want to say niggas. Everybody in that nigga. They eating ass. I ain't going to lie. I don't give a fuck if I was married to Lala. I'm going to keep a name of a couple girls I want to fantasize about being with. I'm not eating no ass. This is a new game. It took me years to eat some pussy. Let alone, if my dick ain't good enough, why would I have to eat you out? Grown men, I learned, okay, boom, that's what they like. Now in this new era, they eating ass. I'm not eating no ass. And I feel like a woman now, if you ain't ass, she might not be with you. Because little bruh down the street that got the weed, he broke. He eating ass.
Hey, bro, these boys got in their phone deep when you talk. Right.
Oh, damn, so they eating ass. Y'all eating ass? Y'all following the kids? Because think about it. You older than me. We wasn't eating ass back in the day to please no woman.
You gotta eat that ass?
Oh, I'm done with it. Okay, I want to hear some questions. I wish they could comment. We can see a screen. But eating ass, that's a new era. That's super freaky.
I'm glad I ain't in that era, bro.
I'm born in 84. Like, eating ass, that's some 2015 shit. No, that'd still be a baby. I say 2005.
All you freaks just came around.
Eating ass.
There's like a 1935 song or some shit where she's literally talking about eat my pussy, baby, and that's I'll eat your dick or some shit.
Hold on, not even that. Hold on, time out. We get farther in it. I heard a dude and lift his legs up and let a girl eat his ass. Man, is he gay?
Toss some salad.
Whatever case it may, I'm saying that's the weirdest shit. Women and men exchange and eating ass. That I don't smoke behind the eye. Gonna lie, sorry, be hitting weed after or cigarettes after motherfuckers, bro. Cause I don't know what motherfuckers be doing.
For somebody who don't do the shit.
Because you don't know. Because like what's going on nowadays, they eating ass. Bernie Mac ain't talking about eating ass. Oh, Kevin Hart ain't talking about eating ass. Cat Williams ain't talking about eating ass.
They ain't doing over this way. They don't
do it. Okay, cool. So is the younger? Hold on, time out. You younger? We gotta go to you.
What you want?
And now you ain't gonna gotta say you ate ass, but you think it's cool to eat ass or get your ass ate. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think nobody'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
So would you allow to get you?
Yeah, when she got to, would you lick down on your balls and hit the shit and you gonna let her go? You already gonna stop her? Like, hold on, baby, you going to
war? No, he's gonna eat my ass, man.
There we go. You eating ass?
Hold on. Do you like having your nipples sucked on, bro?
Never in my life. That.
I ain't the one. I heard that's an old head thing.
You like that shit too?
No, I heard it's an old head thing, man.
No, hell no.
Yes, hell yeah.
I don't want
it
you
is.
To pinch or
nah,
suck.
Man, I
damn. Just, hold on, time out. It's cool.
I heard it's an old head thing, man.
Oh, I don't want no girl looking on my. You've been sucking on my neck, my balls. You my belt.
I sexualize nipples to such a point where you feel like only women can enjoy a pleasure center.
Well, maybe I need to sit back and let motherfucker suck. Nah, that's weird, man. That's taking my manhood, man. What is it called? Is demasculate.
Would you say
the word right? Is I saying a word right?
To be anything where anyone's playing with your dick, how can it be emasculated?
No, I said if she's taking that from me by
sucking your nipple.
No, yeah, that's weird.
What is she taking from you by sucking?
Because I'm sucking on your nipple. You ain't supposed to be sucking on each other nipple.
Why
you
not? They're get both enough nipples.
You may well get a woman for that, and I'm going to watch. Then I'm going to join.
You have nerve centers there just like women do.
I don't think that'd be, I don't think that I'll be enticed. Saying,
but you're thinking, and you programmed to
so
think.
So boom, okay, boom.
Way.
That's cool.
Can I finish? Can I land, yeah, as you like to say?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, because you're conditioned to think a certain way.
I feel like every man
that men can't enjoy sex in that way.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but I don't.
But you're saying it makes you uncomfortable. Why
for
would
me,
it make
not every man ain't got to think like me. You know what I'm saying?
But you're talking about it emasculates you to have a nipple touch, a simple piece of your body. Emasculates
so she
you to have
pinching on my nipples and sucking on it.
I want my partner
weird
to touch every piece of my body. So
you're
why
a woman,
would
you
want
you
that for your partner?
You supposed to.
But, hey,
why isn't a man supposed to experience emotion, touch, sexual pleasure in different ways? Why you gotta be living in a box?
Well, maybe I need to jump Jack in the Box. Just pop my head out that motherfucker.
I feel you never.
So you got your nipple. Yeah,
no,
he already agreed.
I ain't never got my nipple stuck.
See what I'm saying?
It ain't a bad idea.
You don't
I'm
know
saying
what
shit.
You're into until
we went,
you're opening
we,
up
oh, that's
try.
True. I agree. But we went from ass eating to nipples. This,
yeah,
this
let's
is getting
go back
freaky
to ass eating.
Yeah, well, he never answered. Is he eating ass?
I ain't ass, bro.
Okay, boom. But you like your nipples licked? Cause she just told me she licked.
Nah, I don't like that shit.
See what I'm saying?
I don't like that shit. That's like saying, yeah.
So you agree with me?
Hold on.
It's
demasculating. That's like me saying, I'm gonna suck on your toes, suck on my toes.
No, I ain't fucking with the toes.
I suck some toes, but I ain't gonna let you suck on my toes. That's weird.
See, so you're
suck
comfortable
on something
about
else
sucking toes, but not nipples. You see what I mean?
No, I said I would suck her toes.
Hey, I'm
she's
tell
not
you
sucking my toes, sucking my nipples,
if
none
you,
of that.
If you suck toes, them, you'll eat ass.
Nah, dog. No, I'm
that's more a whole different
yo
thing, man.
Women get some, I ain't gonna lie, if you dating a woman and got some ugly feet, you need to fire. But I like, you know, some people like, yeah, some people like feet, man. Yeah. Especially when they did up. They
some
look,
people, okay, yeah.
You know,
everyone
man
has their thing, is my point.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Hey, Scrap,
fuck
do you
with
eat
her
ass
and her.
They went to nipples, man. Y'all sure some exotic, freaky motherfuckers. Hey. These motherfuckers probably like, D, what the fuck kind of party?
I mean, that's the problem, that nipples are the exotic.
I'm not going to crucify.
Hold on, he wasn't told. Do you eat ass?
He just licked you.
Oh,
he just licked you.
He's yours. He's the dogs across
oh,
the street.
Oh, hell no.
I don't tell you, when y'all was out the country, I came on this motherfucker. He had Scrap like this, man. Uh-huh. Scrap like this. And he over here like moping. I said, you all right? I don't want to say this name. You all right?
Hey,
he said, Pop's going through the same shit. Next thing you know, this motherfucker come over here all depressed. I'm like, what the fuck going on? I said, your woman gone too? They all out the country. He had Scrap. Guess who? He brought coffee. I'm like, these y'all girls for the day. Y'all been.
Hey, Chris, don't lie.
They were depressed.
Chris, when they was out of the country, you ain't gotta lie.
Oh, he can't. No,
he had
he,
a party every
once
night, right?
He came over
no
once.
No, we had a party every
well,
night.
Well, I went over there. I went invited every night.
No,
y'all had. That's the
no,
thing.
You didn't
that's
come.
Y'all had the strippers. I wouldn't invite. Okay.
Oh, that bitch trying to get us in trouble. He trying to get us in trouble.
Oh, man.
He trying to get us in trouble.
I'm talking shit. That was the midgets, man. Y'all said I couldn't get to the midgets. I fall in love.
No. We'll talk though.
They had midget strippers. They was hanging from the. Man, they had two midgets hanging from this fan. And I thought the shit was going to collapse. I was there that night. Look, Chris. Hey, look. This is gonna be a long ride home, like he said. Hey, we talking shit.
Y'all don't share that shit in the group chat. I'm trying to sleep tonight.
She gonna be like, I remember that time you answered before I called you at 2:30. You was out there with them goddamn strippers, them midgets, hanging
no,
for the ceiling.
We'll talk though.
Yeah, go ahead. Get back to real shit.
We'll talk though, man. I'm saying. You know, like the eating ass part,
yeah, that's
it ain't for everybody.
And I ain't saying, look, I'm not against it. I'm not saying, like, well, each his own, man. Like, I'm not saying, bro,
you can't knock
your ass,
you
horrible, bro.
Can't knock
I ain't not, I'm not going to try it, so I'm knocking it. But what I'm saying is, if you like it, it's cool. That's cool.
We got to put the food.
Because a lot of motherfuckers right now listening eating ass. They probably eating ass while they listen to the shit. Right. Facts. You know, that's the new era, bro. I was just trying to compare our era to the new era and, like, how we look at it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that, man, but it's just
that
man
was a good subject.
I'm
that's
just,
all I was saying.
We're talking when it comes to eating ass, man. Yeah,
I
just draw the line.
I just start thinking when I'm sitting on the toilet and I'm thinking about, like, you know, a woman, she wait for you to go to work, she wait for you to go downstairs. You know, when your girl bold and say, bring the tissue and you gotta walk in that motherfucker, y'all in love. Alright, motherfucker, it take a long time for one of me to just shit.
Like he got something to say about that.
He the nigga bringing tissue.
He looking like, what the fuck?
I ain't trying to spill none of that because I might not even want to touch it. Did you clean good? Because I ain't eating no pussy tonight. It's all hard dick tonight, baby. It's over with. You might not wipe right. I might lick the wrong, you know what I'm saying? It's over with. You know what I'm saying? After you took that fat shit, you better get in the tub. You know what I'm saying? So
imagine a motherfucker trying to eat some ass.
Bro, I'm telling you.
You just sat on a toilet.
No, hold on.
You gotta, I mean, I feel like that comes out.
You gotta
that's disgusting.
You got to let that drop. You got to let that ass drop because.
Oh, he eating ass. He ain't telling us. No, he's giving us a one-on-one eating ass.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Let it dry first.
No, I'm going to tell you in general shit. So, because if you jump in the shower after fresh shit, your shit still got that wet. Your ass wet now. Now you still shit.
Scrap trying to eat some ass right now. No, that ain't D. That ain't.
I'm gonna fight the grill though.
Oh yeah, shit. We ain't played no cards, man.
We need a card.
We gotta at least get an hour in though.
Yeah, but you've been talking about ass all day.
Well, my bad was, I don't know who brought it up. Yeah. I said a new era. That's what I think I'm going to say.
It's a lot of new shit out here, man. It's a lot of new
shit. What about all these drugs they doing, man? Perks and Adderall and all the. I heard a motherfucker. I hear songs. I took a perk and I fucked her to sleep. I took an Adderall and fucked her to sleep. Like, you got to do that to have sex?
Yeah, yeah. Now, some people do got to get it.
No, I'm saying, like, but it ain't our generation. It's younger. It's the younger crowd talking about it. I feel like I get an Adderall, I might fucking mess up a woman lining. I might blow her. My dick might pop through her head. You know, we don't do shit like that, so it's, like, new to us. Like,
we going to change the subject to that shit. This nigga, like, he keen diggly, man. This motherfucker.
The whole pocket, like, his dick and green.
My boy said,
Mandingo.
Boy, my boy said, gonna pop out of their head. God damn. Bro, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna
take some drugs.
I'm gonna give you some real shit.
You want?
You can't hurt a woman, though. A woman bring life. Nah. A woman bring life out of their vagina. Come on, dog.
Yeah, she on the front move anyway.
Come on, dog.
She might like sex, but she on the front move anyway. You ain't hurting her.
You can't hurt no woman, dog.
Yeah, you might be pleasing her.
Yeah, but you can't hurt her.
Yeah.
Damn, you got my phone.
Because she bring life out of her body, man. Yeah. I'm saying, a woman bring another life out of her.
But they be on all them drugs, them epidurals and all that shit. Nah, they don't feel that shit.
A natural woman, though. I mean,
natural birth. If your woman had natural birth, you ain't got nothing on that. You male would motherfucker just be hitting her in the ass or something.
Come on.
Hey, I ain't trying to bring this.
Why would you feel that way?
Natural birth. They ain't get epidurals. They ain't on no drugs. They doing it in the pool.
Weird
natural
shit.
Life. And that motherfucking shit, baby is popping out that womb, even though it go back.
It's
snap.
Developed to do that.
Snap that pussy back.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you're not on any medication that stop the pain, when I'm hammering that shit, you ain't feeling that no more because you just endure some different type of pain. You
if
never
a baby's feel head can come out of a woman's vagina, why would you think your dick is leaving the imprint?
12 play. Give me a little. No, I'm just fucking with that. No, but no, she just told you.
Man, sure, we said that we as the Warriors already agreeing with you.
No,
we said you can please her, you might not hurt her. I said natural birth and getting the epidural and all that C-section all that shit.
I have seen some big-headed ass shooting, dog.
Who?
Imagine, dog. A child with a motherfucking 18-inch head and shit. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
Come out of a woman, you ain't doing shit to her. Yeah. Come on. The little 3 inches you got ain't doing shit, bro.
You talking about yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it was your birthday.
Bro, they're asleep.
I'm listen to y'all, man.
Yeah. You can't hear
Dolph, man. Dolph, we got to represent Dolph. Me gone. Oh, that's too old for you.
Dolph?
Yeah.
I saw Dolph live. What are you talking about?
Okay. Hey. Get in the mix.
I'm going to tell you, this motherfucker trying to make every show I have, bro.
Who?
This motherfucker that you hear in the background. He trying to make every show I have.
Mm.
He make it known that he around.
Mm-hmm. I told you, that's a small Cujo, man. I ain't never seen a little dog
real talk. Y'all may be too young about the movie Cujo, but
that
I know.
Shit. Hey, Cujo.
Boy, the Cujo. Hey, everybody at
the
table seen Cujo?
Best friend. The Rockwilder.
Cujo was a motherfucker,
y'all ever seen Man Best Friend? So it was an experiment. And they motherfucking threw all type of shit in this motherfucking dog. The dog was... You just gotta watch the movie.
You gonna need help? I'm gonna need help doing the hamburgers.
You ain't seasoned them yet?
No.
I thought Pops did it yesterday.
No, he didn't do it.
Oh, he left them raw. He did say fuckers.
but it's music. My nigga held a note, my cousin a robber, my brother.
He just gonna let it rock. Anybody got a subject they want to touch?
Hey, y'all, hey, we got to give a shout out to UK, bro. We own in UK right now. We got 5% listening in the UK. In the UK, baby. Shout out to UK. This is D-Sharp's After Dark, where we talk about open conversation.
Anything.
People like, you know what I'm saying? You want to tell them about what you had got the Blue Star Army for?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, this is in the body talk.
Yeah.
That's how do y'all feel about grooming?
Grooming?
Yeah, like, do you have a requirement for
Women?
Yeah, or even like, do women have?
So you know what's so crazy? When I was young, when I was like 18, 19, I used to like that landing strip, and I ain't gonna lie, for some odd reason, I just like. And think about it, that's being petty, and that's making a woman like, you gotta really shave and make it pretty. Now, as you get older, you just want that shit bald. But some motherfuckers like the shit hairy than a motherfucker. Like, you know, they say it's more juicier, but I don't wanna. If I'm eating, yeah, I don't want all that shit on my face. You know what I'm saying? So grooming is a big part. Now, for a woman, do the man gotta groom?
My thing is,
because I ain't groomed in my life. I feel like a man gotta groom, he got a little dick.
Why?
I ain't gonna lie, because he gotta make his shit look bigger.
Why?
I never groomed in my life.
Why expect it for women, but not?
Hey, let me get that light.
Yeah, that's a double standard. That's a double standard. I mean,
if a woman's giving you head, who says she wants to be touched?
Yeah, but I'm saying, if a woman came out and told her man or the guy she dealing with, hey, I want you to groom or shave and shit, that, I think he would do it.
So
because this shit gonna look bigger anyway.
So do you get waxed?
I would get waxed if my woman said, I want you to get waxed. I would do it. Get what I'm saying? No homo. Facts. But I don't think no woman telling a man to cut his shit.
Why? So, I mean, I really want to get into this, like, why women...
got to do so much.
Right, there's a lot of pruning and just remodeling and whatever.
Because it's self-care, though. It's self-care.
Why can't you accept women in their natural form? Like, you talking about you want a bald pussy. That is not a natural older women's state.
That is her natural state.
I'm going to stop you on that. I know we own it after, but that natural shit, wash your ass. Come on, dog. I had an African person pass me. Uh-huh. I was like, what the fuck
just happened? We talk about bald pussy talking to Africa. No, hey,
y'all.
Yeah, motherfucker drunk as hey, he cooking our food? Oh shit. It's gonna be half done, man. Oh, damn, he's talking about Africa. You dreaming about Africa with a bald pussy? That was the whole conversation. But anyway, so I agree with you. I feel like we should hold y'all to the standard, but I don't feel like we tell our woman. I feel like once she get older, she know that's what most men want. I ain't gonna lie. Ain't nobody told you. I don't know if y'all talk
about. Well, why should a woman live her life thinking about what a man wants?
You gotta ask
a man
yourself
go
that.
His life.
You gotta ask yourself
about,
that as a
I'm
woman.
I'm not saying
though.
It's my.
I ain't talking
position.
About y'all. Talking about a woman gotta ask themselves that because at the end of the day, like I can't tell. It's your body. If you want to be hairy,
I don't talk about the consideration part. Why does a woman walk through her life having to think about somebody else, their likes, their opinions, their whatever, and the same is not reciprocated in their partner?
What are we talking about? Like, keep it short. What are we talking about?
We'll keep it short. We're going to start out with the ball. A woman shaving.
It was the grooming. And he's talking
natural,
about,
natural.
Well, women should just
you
know.
So you want Bush guard. So you like Bush guard.
George Bush.
And there's power in the pussy.
Natural.
Okay, so he said it's cool. Don't matter. Okay, boom. Go ahead, bro.
Natural, man. I'm not gonna force her to do something.
Yeah, but it ain't force. Okay, so you agreeing with me? You like okay? If you want
I'm
that
good.
Shit like that,
yeah.
But would I prefer?
We both gotta agree. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but what I prefer might be different. But I'm not gonna say, oh, you ain't shaded. That I ain't wanna have sex.
I enjoy.
We're both. Gonna have sex because I like you.
I enjoy both. I enjoy both.
You motherfucker. I feel like y'all cut some corners, but anyway, another subject. Because I feel like y'all was trying to please the question.
Yeah,
I was being honest.
I
was being honest with myself. Yeah. Like, I feel like he said natural. Maybe because he older too, though. Because I ain't gonna lie, my fuckers wasn't shaving back then. All the pornos, that shit had a bush.
Right, full bush.
And I think what it is, oh, that's another subject. I feel like, I know we all probably watch pornos.
I mean, porn's a negative influence.
It's true, but it's saying social media. That
will keep you depressed.
My bad. Porn was social media before social media was social media. You get what I'm saying? So, we can't talk to no porn star, or she can't talk to a porn star, but you can be on social media and 1,000 motherfuckers gonna like you, but just only liking you for a reason. I'm getting to the porn thing. So now you, I might want my woman to do the same thing she doing. I might want my woman to have the same shade pussy. Think about when we first seen porn. they had shaved pussies. And now we looking like that's how a pussy supposed to look. Unless you look at it.
I ain't gonna lie. I
you like, get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you start looking at. That's, that was
exactly.
So,
that's,
you know what
that's,
I'm saying?
That's a condition.
You putting a condition on a person and really ain't got a.
The same way school condition.
Yeah.
To think a certain way.
Yeah. So I feel like we all suffer from that. Before. Hey. But I'm saying he's
saying,
you must want to watch your porn. He must gave that shit up because he said natural. He's you still stuck in the 80s with the bush.
That's an important thing.
Think about
too,
it.
You know,
I feel like every woman starts shaving their pussy at least about 1990.
It's a good time.
That's when porn.
It's good to shave every now and then, though.
Yeah. It's good. No, to I heard a woman told me she wants to shave because she don't want to get a razor bump and make it look like she got herpes or something. I promise. And I heard a woman
hey,
say,
that's a real thing.
I heard a woman say, because she allergic, I heard a woman say she don't like condoms. And I'm like, damn, you want me to get you pregnant? Nah, latex broke her out. And it was like, I feel like it was a trap. But maybe latex did break her out. You know what I'm saying? But we got these standards, like you said, that this is what we want.
You should have really got a sheepskin.
Oh yeah, I ain't going. I don't even want the pussy. That sound like booty call. You gotta go down 10 blocks to find the right condo. I don't even want the
bro,
pussy.
Bro, I'm saying we're gonna talk though. If I'm in
y'all get y'all
eyes closed too.
Yeah. I'm being honest with you. I'm in a situation and we heated right shit. Now, and I gotta stop and go get a fuck. No, I ain't in the same mood no fucking more.
I was waiting. I was waiting for the rest.
No, I'm just saying no. I'm saying you saying you gotta stop to go get a condom.
Yeah.
I ain't in that mood no more, though. I ain't.
Why they kill dogs, man? You hear me? Harness it, man.
Duff killed himself, bro. Mm-mm.
What?
What?
He didn't leave his hood?
No, I'm just
he was going to pick up some cookies, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm just telling you.
He had security.
It's like right now.
Security set
like,
him up.
It's like right now. I'm from Albany, Georgia.
Oh, here we go.
I'd be damned if I go back to Albany, Georgia, and I got the bag. I was
you ain't gonna, you, your family live there.
Bro, I was so
his grandma and his mama still stay here.
Yeah, I get that.
You
I
ain't going to visit them?
I send them a plane ticket.
Oh, they got to come see you.
Bro, it's
it
bro.
Ain't that
he
much
knew how
hate.
Big you were. He knew how big you were.
So he said he did it to himself?
Bro, no, niggas hate.
He was, because he was talking dang. About motherfucking Yo Gotti for the longest, big head motherfucker that motherfucked your girl.
When you put a sign up from in North, the city yeah. promoting the 100 shots.
Yeah, you ain't kill me.
And you ain't, come on, yeah, when you put a sign up in the city, that one, when
but,
you say
but you know what,
hold on,
going back to that comfort zone, that comfort, like even when the relationships, think about it, as every man, every woman get comfortable, and he feel like, shit, I can't be touched, bro, I'm comfortable. Yeah.
It like this too.
And it wasn't even Dolph. I mean, Yo Gotti, no boys. It was some niggas out his
like
camp.
When they touched
the got paid to set him up.
Right?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Let me make it big right now.
I'm coming back to Cincinnati. I got fucking real estate all over this.
You know
bitch.
What? When I come back to Cincinnati,
yeah, I got bodyguards. You know I'm what? Like 50 Cent.
When I do come back to the Natty, I guess what? I'm gonna have guards like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm at a live show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not staying long.
And when I'm in the Natty, you won't even know I'm here. Yeah. When I'm here, you won't even know
I'm
here.
Letter. Yeah, the video might come out
you know
5 days later. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Know
my whole circle's gonna know I'm here. I agree. But I don't feel like he killed himself, though, man.
But hey, that's my boy.
Oh, he's drunk.
hey, let's talk about music. All right,
boy.
Hey, me and my boy, we from GA. All
right.
Georgia got the most hits, artists.
Oh, I'm glad
all
he said
the live
that.
Music coming out of the GA, baby.
Hold on, hold on.
All the live music coming
who
out of the GA.
Who was the first motherfucker started that GA crump music?
You got Pastor Troy, all the
boy. There you go.
All the boy.
I never said heard that. Pastor Troy, the one had the belt.
Look it up. Put Pastor Troy on the album playlist, man.
Man.
Come on.
Y'all ain't never heard Pastor?
Pastor Troy.
Play it real quick, please, man. You would never listen to
that. Who Pastor Troy?
Yeah, you would never. You don't give him that credit?
Who you talking about?
Pastor Troy.
Yeah. Vice versa.
Goddamn, come on, Pastor Troy.
Vice versa.
Put up. The football come out. He probably didn't know Pastor Troy made that shit.
Hey,
he the younger generation coming out to the football right game. Listen to that.
That's the real one.
The help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Man, hey, don't tell Rhonda because she killed motherfucker.
Man.
Hey, come on. Right, now. Hey,
man. We take it back to GA, man. I ain't no playing GA. Ain't no playing GA.
Here,
so
someone turn it up, damn.
Nah, this ain't the song, though. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Pastor Troy.
Nah, this ain't me. You just.
Hey, he don't win the Pastor Dale or something.
That's Pastor Troy, but that ain't the song we want to listen to, man. That's the nigga. I don't know.
What song?
Put in We Ready. They got a video to it. He had the belt. He used to come out with the Georgia Bulldogs, man. Years after years, man. He a legend, man. Underground rapper. He never made it big.
I'm for Georgia, but I'm rolling tired all day long.
Oh, you just suck.
I put. Be honest,
nah, go to the video. This is.
I'll be honest. I would be going. I would be going.
Type in video.
That's it.
They got a video. I promise. They got a video. Where he came out with the
video. We want to hear the song, dog. They can't see the song. We ain't on video.
He just Master P, man. You know Master P who is, don't you?
Nah.
He came in.
What?
Ain't no player war. Ain't no plan in GA.
Hey, they ain't lying too, but hey, them boy hell back then, bro.
Hey, the football players come out to this.
Nah, it's kind of, dog. They used to call that stadium Death Valley. You go in that bitch, you ain't got a chance to win, bitch.
They got a video, like, he older, he got dreads. He look like these niggas with great beards, but they got a video. He lied on, man. He legendary. I'm glad you brought that up so you can get some knowledge about, you know, Jordan.
Dungeon Family, Outkast, who else was out there back in the day, man, goddamn putting their feet in the room, Ludacris came a little later, but Ludacris was one of the, you know what I mean, damn, they had some, I'm talking about like Scarface, from Houston, bro, you, yeah, you drunk, oh, you talking about different GA, I'm talking about GA period, okay, yeah.
I went from Dungeon Family to Outkast, I can't go no deeper than that.
The only motherfucker they had was the OJs and Ohio players and shit.
Now we had the Isley Brothers, they from Lincoln Heights, bro, you better salute my city, Isley Brothers. You got the video live. He can't even get to this shit. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, dog, they don't get out of new. Hey,
this is what had us crying.
Hey, next play, I'm down for my niggas.
But you know what? Our shit was so rowdy. What about no guns? We in there just fighting rowdy off this shit.
Ooh,
these niggas
all together.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas getting jumped. There's a thousand motherfuckers.
No, we used to fight, but guess what?
Yeah.
You in the fight in the club, dog. Hey, the next day, y'all boy,
everybody
y'all
cool, homeboys
again. Yeah. Come on, dog. Yeah. It was the moral about, hey,
niggas
look,
still survive.
Come on, dog. Now, dog, hey, you get in the fight, dog, you may not come home, bro.
Or not even that. They gonna kill you the next day.
You having a homecoming.
It's dangerous, it's fucked up, bro. These kids nowadays, they don't know how to put their hands. I ain't gonna say they kids, they act like kids, but you know what I mean, hey, you can't take no gun. For example, a couple weeks ago, man, I had jury duty and I was tied up, man. What age do you stop? Do you get out the game, bro? You stop. No, 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 no. What age do you stop? You can't judge me because I'm still in the game. But what age do you stop? It's hard, you can't, it only, you know.
Sometimes you enjoy the atmosphere. You enjoy the moments. You enjoy the you know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers be addicted to hustling, man. And motherfuckers be like, you addicted to poison the motherfuckers? I'm addicted to the hustling. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
He ain't like that.
He ain't like no play, no joy. Hey, play. Hey, before we go out, no. Hit Me Run, it was good.
Yeah. Nah, it's not me, it froze.
Hey, play, I'm down for my new.
Oh, man, we want to hear that old.
I can't play shit, man.
That's his favorite shit. Oh, you play. It's your house.
No, you're good. I'm saying, you, hey, correct. Now you're taking your boyfriend's spot.
But I'm misconstrued on that one. Yeah, that was a little weird right there, though. Yeah, he had that phone turned on. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? His brain ain't functioning right. That was a corny joke.
Hey, y'all, we got these Georgia boys we finna put out. Hey, you remember last time one of my co-hosts kept boxing people over here?
What was that?
That when they was out overseas.
Grandma, I forget. But they was young, so that was after Luda. Yeah. Little Scrappy, yeah, he was living legend.
Hey, did Scrappy get a divorce?
He left that. I hope he left Bambi, man.
Bambi, I don't know, man. Bambi,
yeah, he brought her on the scene. He started fucking back with old girl. Diamond on his arm.
So you want to play cards real quick?
Hey, we want to get the car. I'm going to put the food on the grill.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mario, you want to play? That's four of us. So,
Do you want to play her?
Hey, man, when you going to start?
I got a question. So, if my girl playing this music and she get in the house, do I escape the backyard because she going to get these hands or what?
If you know, hold on, break it down what you're saying, because we only got too much left.
That's how my brother talk like that.
This song is for, like, you know.
Knock if you book.
Next, you want to fight, right?
Knock if you book.
It makes me want to fight. But you know, so if my wife plays this music in the house, I'm escaping from the backyard, right?
Huh? Like, you think she wants to beat you up?
Yeah, or? What the fuck?
Your wife ain't going to turn up on you.
No, it's just like
y'all turning up at the club. Yeah.
Hey, we only got a minute left, but hey, look. DJ, the DJ used to play this shit in the club.
I can't believe
dog.
You said it on live.
Nah. So I got my headset on, and my boss wants his hands. What's going on, man?
No, it's a different generation. Boom. Only time they play this song, we was in a club, man. We, you know what I'm saying?
You saying hands are ready to eat for everybody.
No, they ain't even fighting, though. Sometimes you, motherfuckers bucking.
Just cooking up.
A bucking.
This song is a fight.
Listen. Look. You bucking, right?
Cool 45.
Hold on, time. It might be cool 45. I'm trying to land real quick.
Hey, guys, we only got a couple seconds.
You might be bucking, and motherfucker might step on your shoes or elbow you. That's when the fight
pops. Hey, y'all, we out, man.